Part 1. Running with the Mind of Meditation. 1. Running with the Mind of Meditation. We woke up early to sneak out of the monastery, to get our morning run in before the ceremonies began. We drove to a nearby reservoir, got out, and began to stretch. It was only 3:30, and the early morning Indian mist and the coolness of the night still hung in the air. We were all a little nervous and excited, as we were running a new route. We slid down an embankment, found the trailhead, and began to run, mostly at a slow jog, with the reservoir on one side and open grasslands bordering a teak forest on the other. Even though none of us had slept very much the night before, we felt very awake. As we ran through the grassy countryside, Josh Silberstein, my assistant, said to me, "Is there anything we should be watching out for, Rinpoche?" I quickly replied, "Yeah, cobras, leopards, wild elephants, and, oh, the occasional pack of wild dogs." Josh laughed and asked, "No, really, what should we be looking out for?" Looking at my face, he said, "Oh, you're not joking." "Not about that," I replied. At that moment, the nature of the run changed for him. We ran through meter-wide sinkholes and large mounds of dirt, which we soon realized were elephant tracks and dung piles. We came across wide open expanses that reminded me of the African savanna. The trail then headed into the forest, lush and thick, part of what remains of the great teak forest that used to cover most of the subcontinent. Occasionally, we would see someone walking along, carrying a basket. The rhythmic movement of our feet created ease and relaxation in our bodies, revitalized by the fresh air. We remained alert and constantly aware of our environment, which helped us to be present in the moment. Even though we weren't saying much, there existed between us the camaraderie of an unspoken language, a deep feeling of appreciation that we were alive and healthy. We felt fortunate to be able to run. This was no ordinary run. We were training for the Boston Marathon only 2 months away. Luckily, we did not encounter too many wild animals while enjoying the Indian wilderness. As the sun rose, we returned to Namdrolling Monastery in southern India, where I have spent much time meditating and studying Buddhist philosophy. On this day, I was visiting my spiritual teacher, His Holiness Penor Rinpoche, to receive teachings and empowerments. Rinpoche, the Tibetan honorific for high lamas, means precious jewel. In the Tibetan Buddhist tradition, before engaging on a spiritual path or beginning meditation, one needs to first receive authorization and transmission from a teacher. This keeps the spiritual lineage pure. In this case, I was receiving transmissions of the Mipham lineage. I am considered to be the rebirth of Tibet's Mipham the Great, 1846 to 1912, one of the most revered teachers that Tibet has produced. I have always found a natural relationship between running and meditation. Running can be a support for meditation, and meditation can be a support for running. Running is a natural form of exercise, for it is simply an extension of walking. When we run, we strengthen our heart, remove stagnant air, revitalize our nervous system, and increase our aerobic capacity. It helps us develop a positive attitude. It creates exertion and stamina and gives us a way to deal with pain. It helps us relax. For many of us, it offers a feeling of freedom. Likewise, meditation is a natural exercise of the mind, an opportunity to strengthen, reinvigorate, and cleanse. Through meditation, we can connect with that long-forgotten goodness we all have. It is very powerful to feel that sense of goodness, having confidence and bravery in our innermost being. Just as in running, in meditation we leave behind our daily concerns, the daydreaming, stress, and planning. We become very present. We enter into the now. By doing that, our mind builds strength. Our nervous system begins to relax. We develop a